Blog Talk Radio.
I'll have a blue
Okay, evidently not. Can you guys hear me now?
I can hear you.
Now, I called in. Nobody was responding. And I thought, well, nobody can hear me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's very clear. Really?
Oh, well, that's why. It's because I was on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was talking to you before the show and you didn't respond, I thought, she can't hear me. There's no way.
No,
so I'll call in, then I'll be ready. So I called in and nobody could hear me. So I was ready.
No, I didn't hear you before the show.
Anyway, hey, are you guys ready for a Christmas show? All Christmas. All Christmas.
Hey.
Nothing but Christmas. Christmas. Beginning to end. Just Christmas. This is so much fun. I got to hear all the songs already. Haha, I'm ahead of you guys. Neener, neener, neener. I already heard them. Oh, Merry Christmas Trees. Anyway, yes, that's another one. Jingle Bells and Merry Christmas Trees. I guess you know where my brain is. It's really been a good day, though, because I spent all morning with the songs. I mean, you can't be in a bad mood when you get to do that, right? So we're okay. So I've got them all in here. And, yes, Brandon, I found yours. And I remember putting it in here. I hope I can find it and that I really did it and wasn't dreaming. These days, you never know. But anyway, yes, I think I got everything. And we're just ready to fly. This is going to be so much fun. And I even have a lot of extra stuff because I discovered I kept Christmas songs in my computer library, the show library on my computer from last Christmas.
Oh.
I'm ready. I can do this. I'm totally ready. Right? Hi. That's no good. Problem. Well, I thought it was great, but it's like, how come I, well, anyway, because they're Christmas songs. That's how come you haven't, ding-a-ling. Anyway, I'm going to start this with a Christmas carol, and it's Elvis singing First Noel. That was the man's name that I used to call Daddy. Yeah, he died, 3 years ago, I think it was now. Miss him. Oh, I miss him. Anyway, yeah, he called me Red because of my hair. It was great. Now his son, who I call my brother, his name's Bob. He calls me Red now because his daddy called me Red. So that was pretty cool. I'll miss those guys. I haven't seen them. Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess it's only been a little over a year, but it seems like forever. You know, I saw them when I was in, it's been almost 2 years. Saw them when I was in Wickenburg that last winter. They were there, and I saw them. I miss everybody. You can't take them with you, I guess. I'm going to have to swing by and say hi sometime. Yeah, right, like I can just do that, right? Anyway, okay. Oh, I need some peppermint schnapps in my coffee. Oh, well, that's not going to happen either. I'm going to do Brandon's request because he was wondering if I got it. And yes, I did, honey. And I also have the same song by Celine Dion, but we can play that later in the show. Because it's in the library. I can play it anytime I want to. So there we go. All right. Do you guys know who Courtney Hadwin is? Do you at all have any idea? She was on America's Got Talent a few years back. And she killed it. Oh, my gosh. I saw her audition just the other day. It was on YouTube. I caught it. No, I didn't. Well, I caught it somewhere. Heaven only knows because I don't remember. But anyway, I caught it. And that gal just kills it. She kills it. I mean, she did a Rolling Stones song, I believe it was, and oh, my word. But anyway, she sounds completely different doing this song because she's not rocking out on this one. So it's completely different, but this is fantastic. This is Courtney Hadlin doing Happy Christmas, which is a Beatles song. Well, they recorded it, not necessarily their song.
So this is Christmas. And what have we done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. We hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young.
You gotta like that song. I wasn't sure about it when I heard the Beatles first do it, but the more you hear it, it kind of grows on you, you know? It really kind of does. And then I heard her, and she puts kind of a little rocky thing into it. Even the Beatles didn't rock it at all. So, She's interesting. I have to admit that. She's very interesting, and she's quite talented. She is. Okay, now that we've done our opening song, let's go to Roy Orbison. I think you guys still like Roy Orbison, don't you? Well,
sure,
I'm going to play the song anyway. Don't kiss his tune this morning. It's Pretty Paper.
Poor pretty paper. To your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not, much too busy. You're in a hurry, my how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter, and in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbon of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write.
I like that. Now, Christy Lane did that song as well. And hearing her do it was the first time I kind of got hooked on it. But then I heard Roy do it. And I know Roy recorded it first, but I heard Christy Lane do it first. So I did things backwards. So tell me what else is new. Hey, you know, that's just how I do it sometimes. It works. Hey, it works. I'm still here. I'm still trucking, so we got it. It's okay. All right, guys. Hey, you know what? Snoopy rides again. No, Snoopy flies again. Snoopy doesn't ride. He flies. So here is Snoopy fighting the Red Baron one more time on a Snoopy Christmas.
Once more, the Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Despite the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was.
Christmas out. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below?
Got to the Red Baron. Whoa. Hey, there you go. Yes, John sent that. Here's another one, and I couldn't pronounce this guy's name. I think his first name is Kester. It's K-O-E-S-T-E-R. I believe it's Dutch, but I'm not sure. I didn't write down his whole name because I'm not even sure that he's the one singing it. He is the one that posted the video. But as far as who actually sings it, I have no clear clue, so that's just how it is. Anyway, it's called Hello, Dear Santa.
Hello, dear Santa, I'm writing to you. I know fireplace burning with a flickering light. a familiar shape came walking the floor. His coat was red and his beard was in white. Looked just like his daddy in the flickering.
To be allowed to believe in Christmas as long as they can. It's something that adds an extra dimension to Christmas. It makes it more fun, you know? And to tell you the honest truth, I don't remember a time that I did believe in Santa. I don't think I missed anything, but I see no harm in a child believing in Santa. It doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt nothing. So there you go. Or if you're in the UK, Father Christmas, take your pick. I mean, you know, it's all right. It's all right. No problem. And you know what? I'll still do that. I can play that one next. All right. Here is, get this, Brandon, George Thorogood, okay, singing Rock and Roll Christmas.
Man, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. What are you doing?
I'm getting ready for Christmas, man.
For Christmas? Wait, what are you going to do for Christmas?
I'm going to have a rock and roll Christmas.
Rock and roll Christmas? What's that?
Well, let me just show you.
that one just makes you laugh, doesn't it? That makes you happy. Makes your heart go bop, bop, bop. Or something like that. Anyway, maybe it's not your heart. I don't know. Anyway, you got to have fun to that one. That one just makes you feel good. Yeah, he's got good in his last name. So that works. That works. All right. Hey, guys, you know what? We're going to do a little rocking around a Christmas tree. Not quite as rocking. We don't know.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie, and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
That was fun. That was fun. Thank you very much for all of your so awesome comments. I really appreciate it. You guys are so wonderful. Oh, captive audiences are great, aren't they? Hey, you know, too bad you're not all in a cage. I can just feed you through the bars and keep you forever, right? Anyway, okay. Here is one that I had never heard before this morning, but this is, it's kind of awesome. I didn't know this song existed, and it's not super fantastic, end of the world, make everything bright and wonderful song, but it's a nice song. I like it. It's by a gal named Dana, and it's called It's Gonna Be a Cold, Cold Christmas.
According to the radio, warmer weather's on the way, and chances are we won't be getting snow. But even if the sun shines from now to Christmas Day, as far as I'm concerned, I know it's gonna be a cold, cold Christmas without you. Dreaming of those warm, warm, lazy summer days. It's gonna be a long and lonely Christmas without you. Missing you, my darling. Christmas tree, and as I write this letter, it's woven inside. The log fire's burning bright, oh darling, they've all
But, you know, I'm looking forward to sitting here all by myself. Not, but that's how it is. So, oh, well. Okay. Another Elvis song. Y'all don't want to hear Elvis, do you? I know you don't. But, you know, once again, too bad. My show, I get to do it. So here is Santa Claus is back in town.
Well. Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground. Yes, I said it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground. I wish I knew the words to the song. I wish I knew the words. I wish I knew the words. I ain't any other words. The Lord knows I don't know the words.
Another one.
I ain't got no reindeer, no sack on my back. You gonna see me coming? And a big black Cadillac. Well, it's Christmas time, baby. And the snow is falling on the ground. Well, I'm gonna tell you about this here Christmas. Santa Claus is back in town.
And that's it. It's not a full song, but it was good. So I wanted to play it. So we got it. So there we go. All right. Here's one. You guys ready for a little bit of country? Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. Here's Keith Whitley. And he is a country singer, has been for quite some years. And this one's called Christmas Letter.
At an antique desk, an old man sits alone. It's Christmas Eve and almost time to go. He signs his name to a letter he just wrote. Then he reads it back with a voice as soft as snow. I want peace on earth for Christmas, in a world where there's not one hungry child, a day outside and climbs up on his sleigh. Then calls out to his reindeer and off they fly away. Tonight he'll make a million dreams appear. His own dreams could come true this year. I want peace on earth for Christmas, in a world where there's not one hungry child. A day when hope and faith conquers fear and hate. All it's gonna take is a little more love. A day.
Or a lot more love. Yes. You know, that song made me think of something that I want to share with y'all. Because it is Christmas. A season of forgiveness and love, sharing. You know, I didn't get along with my stepdad since I was 12. And one thing I have to say, though, even if I did not like the man, he took on 5 children that were not his own, and then he and my mama had 2 more. We always had a warm home. We always had a wonderful Christmas. There was always food on the table, and we all had each other. We had love in our house. Our grandparents made sure we had extra love, and if we ever needed for anything, my grandma and grandpa were there to make sure we got it. But my stepdad did a pretty good job for being a jerk. I'm sorry, that was that was a hidden insult. I apologize for that. But you know what? He took care of us, and he didn't have to. He bought into it with his eyes open and took on 5 kids that were not his and made sure that we were always fed and had a warm place to eat, to live, and we always had clothes on our back, and we were all together. We all stayed together. So I'm thankful for that. On this Christmas, I'm thankful for that because there was enough love in our home. And my grandma and grandpa just added to it. And they taught us so much about loving and how to treat each other and how to make a warm and loving home. And I'm thankful for that. So y'all, each one should think about your past Christmases and what you've got to be thankful for. Maybe this Christmas is cold. Maybe some of us are going to be alone, far from our families. But thank God there's telephones. I mean, you know, and think about your past Christmases and what you have to be thankful for. What did you go through to get you where you are that was good in your life? Remember those times. That should be done at Christmas as well as Thanksgiving. You need to remember those good things and be thankful for them. So I just wanted to share that with you. That song happened to make me think that, yeah, we didn't get along real good, but he made sure we were provided for, and that was a big job. 7 kids and my mom, that was a big job, but he did his best. And we come through it okay. We come through it okay. So, all right. And now, because I remember one time this happened, Buck Owens, this is an old song, guys. John sent this morning. This is an old song, but you know what? I love it. It always makes me smile. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy, our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, our Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought I was fast asleep, and they thought I was tucked in bed. They never thought that I'd come a peeping, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm a-gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. I never saw a dancer or prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like the show on the TV screen. But it sure brought a lot of presents, so Santa Claus, he must have been. Really sure looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him.
Yeah. That song always made me laugh. I remember that from when I was a child. And that's an old song, guys. It's an old song, but it's so good. It always made me laugh. I thought it was so hilarious. It's a picture that it put in my brain, you know. I think every dad should dress up like Santa Claus and knock on the front door and come in while the kids are still up and with their big bag and have presents, at least one present for every child. Every daddy should do that. Every Christmas. It doesn't matter if the kids know what's going on or not. It's fun. And it just adds some happiness. And I think every daddy should do that. And I don't care how old the daddy is. I don't care how old the children are. it should still be done. And then the grandchildren come along and you got more fun. You just, hey, every daddy needs to be Santa. You know what I mean? Every daddy needs to be Santa. That's fantastic. That's great. I just had, I know this thought zoomed through my brain, but I ain't going to say it. I'll let y'all imagine what I'm thinking, and I'm not going to say it. So there you go. It's Christmas. You know what I'm thinking? You know me well. You know what I'm thinking? You know, every daddy should, never mind. Okay, this is a British thing, but I think y'all going to get it because I did something like this last Christmas too. John sent this today, so you know where his mind is. He likes to travel, and it just, you know, the UK, we've got friends in the UK. And so you naturally think of things that they would be familiar with and that would give them some happiness, okay? So, hey guys, here's the Wombles, okay? Doing Wombling Merry Christmas. That's a requirement. Well, whatever. It makes a good ending. Let's put it that way, okay? All right. I got to find the one I wanted to play, but I know it's in here. I had it in here last year, too. So, hey, I'm going to play Ray Stevens. Uh-huh. Nightmare Before Christmas.
T'was the night before Christmas, and I'd gone to bed late. Lord only knows how much fruitcake I ate. Christmas Eve, I dreamed that Santa was arrested. Yeah, they handcuffed him and they hauled him off to jail. Christmas Eve, I dreamed that Santa was arrested for crimes so bad they held him without bail. Cruelty to reindeer was the first charge that they read.
We got there just in time, Your Honor. He had 9 of them hitched to a heavy sleigh. And abuse is indicated. One's got a nose that's awfully red.
And the prosecution had only just begun. OSHA closed his workshop down for safety violations. And there are product liability claims for every toy bill since creation.
We found out he hires only elves, and of course that's discrimination. He'll be put away for life before we're done. That sled is not airworthy. The FAA won't certify. He's over 60 with corrected vision, therefore he should not fly. Why, this could be the trial of the century. There's over 10 billion instances of unlawful entry.
Christmas Eve, I dreamed that Santa was arrested. And not only for the things they claim he did. Christmas Eve, I dreamed that Santa was arrested for being a poor role model for kids.
Why, just look at him, Mary, Your Honor. He doesn't shave or cut his hair. And he's grossly overweight. And he only works one day a year. Now, we all know he smokes tobacco. And there's fur on that suit he wears. We must protect our kids from men like this.
Order! Order! Order in the court, said the judge. I've heard enough about his crimes. And clearly, this is a man who's out of step with modern times. But one of those houses he so often entered unlawfully was mine. And therefore, all charges are dismissed. Oh, I woke up to the sound of ho, 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 and reindeer hooves upon my roof, and it was snowing. As I watched him fly away, it was good knowing that some things that are politically incorrect can still be right. So Merry Christmas to all, and to all a Merry Christmas Eve good night. It must have been the maraschino cherries.
Or all that candied fruit. Yuck. Gross. Yuck. I'd be sick too. All right. You know, I wouldn't mind fruitcake if it didn't have the candied fruit in it. It'd be all right then. Mama did a good job this year. She didn't put very much of that in my fruitcake at all. It's like having a spiced apple cake. I can deal with that. I can deal with that. All right, guys. Guess what happened on Christmas Eve? Oh, my gosh. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Or 10. Or 8.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She we've been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, ah, and the blue and silver candle that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, please, Lord, save me from ever wearing a blue wig. Oh, man. Cannot. And I don't want a pink one either. No way. Or yellow, or purple, or green. Oh, my word. All those other colors that elderly ladies seem to adopt. No, I don't think so. Okay. Hey, guys, here is one that's really old. Rebecca asked me to play this, and I would have played it anyway because it's one of my favorite Christmas songs. It has been since I was five. That's when Mama bought me for Christmas this little book come out called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I had that book for so many years, and I have no idea what ever happened to it, but when I realized it was gone, I was heartbroken. It was one of those little, you know, those little golden books, those children's storybooks. I loved that thing. I carried that everywhere with me for a long time. But I remember that. Christmas when I was 5 years old. Now here is the song that came from that book. Gene Autry. Here you go, Rebecca. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Named Coco, and Mama took me to the rodeo one year and actually bought me a picture of Gene Autry and that horse. I just wanted the picture because of the horse. I mean, you know, I had that picture for a long, long time. I don't know what happened to it. But, you know, when you move around a lot, things just kind of evaporate into the atmosphere. But oh, yeah, I'll never forget that. Mama actually bought me a picture because I wanted a picture of Coco. That was so sweet. That was nice of her. Take me to the rodeo because Gene Autry was going to be there. And, of course, Gene Autry sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And then I saw that he had a horse, and the horse's name was Coco. So I wanted a picture of the horse. So, hey, you know, my mama's so sweet. She always was. I must have been probably about 8. Something like that. Good memories, good memories, good memories. Anyway, here's something I did last night. Well, I did it early this morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning. I hope you like it. Thank you.
Silver bells on the street. If I wrote a letter to Santa Claus, I would ask for just one thing. I don't need sleigh rides in the snow. Don't want a Christmas that's blue.
tinsel, stockings and bows. All I want for Christmas is you. I don't need expensive things. They don't matter to me. All that I want can't be found underneath the Christmas tree. You are the angel atop my tree. Santa can't bring me what I need. All I want for Christmas is you.
That was kind of special this morning. I finished that at 3 a.m. Don't ask me why. I don't know. It was just something that I did. So there we go. Okay. Next. Oh, I know. There's a song there. I know. Somebody write that, okay? I know. Yes, I do. Yes, I know. Okay, here's the tractors. Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train.
I'm coming in a Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train. Gosh almighty, much to my surprise, nobody's been naughty, everybody's been nice. Now Santa likes to boogie, Santa likes to dance, Santa likes to rock it, likes to go real fast. Santa likes to ride in the boogie woogie choo-choo train. Santa's got the elves working overtime. He's doubled up production on the toy production line. There's too much stuff this year to carry in the sleigh. Got to get a better plan, got to find a better way.
Santa Claus is coming.
I tell you what.
What you tell me? Say what? Say what? He never said what. So frustrating. Anyway, you got to have a bit of boogie. You know, you got to have a bit of boogie. Oh, yes. And here is Lynn Anderson. She's an, oh, my gosh. You guys remember Rose Garden? I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. That's Lynn Anderson, okay? This is something John sent this morning. It's called Ding-a-ling Christmas Bell. And don't worry, Ann, it has a happy ending, okay? I promise.
Gather round and I will tell the story of a Christmas bell who used to shine and ring, and why they called him Ding-a-ling. One of the famous jingle bells is what he was, but then he fell and broke his pretty harmony, and he began to ring off keys. Now they call him Ding-a-ling because he has a funny ring and doesn't hear his notes too well. Ding-a-ling, the Christmas bell. The other bells met secretly, and he heard one say in a real low key, he's sure to ruin our Christmas song, and we don't want him hanging around. He overheard their secret vote and walked away with a lump in his nose. The saddest bell you've ever seen, the Christmas bell called Ding-a-ling. They all call him Ding-a-ling because he has a funny ring and doesn't hear his notes too well. Ding-a-ling, Christmas bell. The snow was falling in the square when the children found him there and placed him on the Christmas tree for everyone in town to see. As Christmas Eve came to the town, a blinding snow was coming down, and Ding-a-ling heard someone say, old Santa should lose his way. The thought occurred to Ding-a-ling to ring as loud as he could ring. And when old Santa heard the sound, it guided him into the town. Now the children shout and sing, and everyone loves Ding-a-ling. So everything has turned out well for Ding-a-ling, the Christmas bell.
So, I see, even if you're a little off key or a little off center, it's okay. Nothing wrong with that. You have your place, and it's fine. No big deal, okay? Be happy with yourself and just spread the smiles. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. All right? Dolly Parton and Rod Stewart. Now, there's a pair to draw to. Who would have ever thought? Dolly Parton and Rod Stewart. Okay? You got that picture in your mind? It's okay. You don't have a breakdown or anything. Baby, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd drive
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hand. last
long. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful. Why
and
so
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the
just
floor.
Just listen to that fireplace.
Now
roar.
Really, I better scream.
Sweetheart, what's your hurry?
Well, maybe just a half a
why don't
more.
You put some records on while
all
I pour?
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this drink?
No cats to be hiding out there.
Oh,
like starlight
to break
now.
This spell.
I'll take your at your hill.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no, sir.
If I move
well, at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Oh, but it's cold. It's cold out there.
Oh, this welcome has been
so lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window at that
my
door.
Sister will be suspicious.
Got your lips looking
and
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical
oh,
shore.
My maiden.
Baby, you're so delicious.
Well, maybe just one little kiss more.
Never such a blizzard
oh,
before.
I've got to go home.
You'll freeze to the bone out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch
but
my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing?
Oh,
caught pneumonia
but
and
I really can't stay.
Get over that old town.
Baby,
baby, it's cold.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Did you notice she asked for a comb, too?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, how do you do this to me? He needs an explanation. How do you do this to me? Hello? Are you really wondering that? Do you really not know the answer to that question? My word. I tell you. Okay. Chuck Berry, run, run, Rudolph.
Make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down.
away went Rudolph, whizzing like a saber jet. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Time to make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
Got to have a little Chuck Berry, you know, some rock and roll. Yes. Okay. How about Santa bring my baby back to me? Santa bring my baby back to me.
Santa bring my baby back to me.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa. Yeah, my plea, Santa bring my baby back to me.
Santa bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready, the candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, yeah, my plea, Santa bring my baby back to me.
Santa bring my baby back to me.
He's a man, he's a reindeer, hurry. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas with my baby too. Fill my sock with candy, a little bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, yeah, my plea, and I bring my baby back to me. Here's a make of this reindeer. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas. My baby, oh, but oh, you fill my sock with candy, and a little bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, yeah, my plea, Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Then Santa, yeah, my plea, Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, I'm looking for one. There it is. See? All I had to do was say, what did I do this time? You know, here we go. Santa's got a semi by the tractors. Oh, hey, yeah, okay. That makes sense. That's what they call the trailer behind it. Never mind. No, that's what they call the truck, is the tractor and the trailers. Anyway, Santa's got a semi.
Santa called a meeting of the North Pole elves. Said, listen here, this year we need a little help. There've been so many good little girls and boys, the sleigh won't hold all those toys. So heat up your hot chocolate thermos mug. There's a Christmas toy convoy revving up.
Santa got a semi flying down the road,
southbound North Pole overload. Got a wreath on the grill, star on the hood. He's checking off his list, so you better be good. He's got a speaker on the top playing jingle bells. Red snow flaps on them 18 wheels. Tell me, have you ever seen steel and chrome fly? Beep, beep, bye-bye, Santa got a semi. I'm coming, boys, let them roll. We got a long night ahead and a big job to do. This is 10-4,
Santa, you can roll on through.
But be real careful, don't forget to buckle up, cause there's a whole lot of love in them big old trucks.
Santa got a semi flying down the road,
southbound North Pole overload. Got a wreath on the grill, a star on the hood. He's checking off his list, so you better be good. He's got a speaker on the top playing jingle bells. Red snowflakes on them 18 wheels. Tell me, have you ever seen steel and chrome fly? Beep, beep, bye-bye, Santa got a semi.
Santa got a semi.
the hood.
You better think twice, yeah, you better be good, cause I got a semi-flying down the road.
Southbound, North Pole, overload, got a reef on the grill, star on the hood. He's checking off his list, so you better be good. He's got a speaker on the top playing jingle bells, red snow pipes on the 18 wheels. Tell me, have you ever seen stealing cone fly? Beep, beep, bye-bye, Santa got a semi. Beep, beep, bye-bye,
Santa got a semi.
Beep, beep, bye-bye, Santa got a semi. You betcha. How does he make that fly? I want to know how he makes the semi fly. There's a question for you. Mm-hmm. There's no magic ranger pulling that sucker. I wonder how he makes that fly. Okay. Interesting, interesting. Hey, you guys, I know I played this yesterday, but I love this song. Merry Christmas, baby.
Good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I want to kiss you, baby, while you're standing near. Take it off. Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm putting it throughout life. Yeah, well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Good music on my radio. Sing it, James, sing it. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Wake up, bud.
You gotta have some blues. Boogie and blues. Boy, you could listen to boogie and blues all day, couldn't you? Oh, you betcha. Yes, yes, yes. All right, guys. One more. Here you go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, everyone, for the good comments. I love doing these songs. Christmas, yeah. But I love to sing, so, hey, give me a song. I'll try it. Sometimes I fall flat on my face, but I'll try it anyway. Hey. At least if I do fall on my face, you guys have to laugh with me, not at me, okay? Agreed?
Oh.
Agreed. Okay. That's all right.
Okay.
I have, honey, I have fallen on my face, literally. Right out on the pavement in front of my house. So, you know, it's not a good thing to do. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, my goodness. All right. I have, let's see. I know what I want to end this with. Now I need to know. Oh, yes. There it is. I just get so excited. Christmas songs. And you just, you know, bear with me. Michael Bublé. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. Oh, my God.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10, it's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
He does a good job. Oh, yes. Hey, guess what, guys? It's that time. I have one more song I'm going to do as a closing song, and I want to let you know what it is right now so you'll know what to expect. It's Happy Christmas by Celine Dion. Oh. You know, so we have to play her songs when we can and feel blessed by them because we don't know if she'll ever be able to do any more. She's hoping to. We'll see. You know, we can't tell yet. But at any rate, Merry Christmas, people. My friends, my loved ones, my cherished ones. Have a blessed Christmas. No matter what you're doing, no matter who you're with, have a blessed Christmas. Think of what Christmas is really about, and you'll be blessed. Because we are blessed. All right, people. I love y'all. Love each other. Wherever you go in the next few days, smile at everybody. Share your smile. Share your joy. Share Christmas with everybody. Yes. Yes. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Remember, you are blessed. You have the gift of Jesus Christ. All right? And I will see you all on Tuesday for an All Elvis Tuesday. All right? No show on Christmas Day. Have a good time. Love whoever you're with. And know that you are God's child.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over,
And so this is great.